Welcome back, guys. I have a special segment here for you today. I am interviewing my teenagers. And it's my oldest daughter, and we're going to just call her Riri. And my oldest son, we're going to just call him Junior. I would like to find out what it's like for them as teenagers growing up in this society. And we're just going to have a discussion for all the other teenagers out there in the world today and see if they can maybe be of assistance to other people. So how are you guys doing today? Say hi to my fans.
Hello, wonderful fans.
Hello, phone.
Don't mind my daughter. She could be a character. She has like...
I am quite the character myself.
She has several accents. Tell them about your British accent.
Hello, I like fish and chips, y'all.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
Yeah, we do crack up sometimes. So I would also like to encourage you guys, if I develop any teenage fans, to reach out to us at PenelopeDCruz@hotmail.com with your questions, suggestions, or topics you'd like us to discuss. Again, that's PenelopeDCruz@hotmail.com. So, guys, today we're going to start off our first topic as teenagers. What is it like being a teenager?
I wish to be 10 again.
Okay, you wish to be 10, and you say it
sucks. Everything sucks, minus the fact that we get to stay up longer.
Okay, why do you think it sucks?
Screw staying up, I want to be 10.
Speak louder for my audience. You said screw staying up, you just want to be 10. Why do you want to be 10?
I don't gotta be who I got to be.
You want me to elaborate? Let me elaborate. Let's see. You got high school. Everyone knows that sucks. Unless if you're digital, but it still sucks. Let's see, you got puberty. Everyone knows what that is. You got growing up. You know what that is. You got responsibilities. You got work. You got...
Work. You gotta say that twice.
Work! And what's another thing? Oh, yeah, some people like to learn how to drive early, which then they mess up the lights and die. Yeah, that's always fun.
Oh, wow.
That is fun.
Jeez, talk about a downer. Okay, now you were talking about it sucks.
I took $20 one time, now I got a suite for life.
So you got suckered into more chores, is what you're saying.
Yeah, including cutting the glass, watering the plants.
Take the L! Take it!
So what I'm hearing is... I've raised a bunch of spoiled American teenagers.
I'm not spoiled. I'm
grateful. That's what I'm hearing.
Spoiled is because you're not wanting to go outside.
No, spoiled is you don't want to do chores because when I was growing up.
I'm fine with doing chores. It's just
the extra chore.
The sweeping.
And so you want to be you want to be selective with your chores.
No.
Spoiled. Spoiled.
I'm fine with everything but sweeping.
Okay, listen. I watched a TV show. I think it's Y Swap. And this poor child was in her mom's huge closet. And clothes were everywhere, purses were everywhere, shoes was everywhere. It was this huge mess. It looked like a tornado had rampaged the room. Mm. The poor child was in there sorting through her mom's clothes. Mm. Her chore was to clean her mom's closet. Now, I thought, how cruel. And then when she was done with that, she had to do, you know, like the dishes and whatnot, whatever else around the house.
This is Cinderella all over again.
I thought that that was cruel. But compared to her, you guys have kitchen duty and you occasionally clean your bathrooms, right?
Yeah.
So you rotate kitchen duty and then you rotate sweeping the kitchen. That's it. That's all you do.
So you're just going to knock out
my. And then during the
glass,
summer, you do the grass.
And my grass too, my backyard.
Well, that's your fault. You had the privilege of never cutting the grass. You chose to be a macho man and join.
I ain't macho. I'm a human.
You chose to join the boys in cutting grass. That was your choice. You
boy.
Your dad.
Boy.
Okay, fine. You chose to join your brother in cutting the grass. That was your choice. I've never cut the grass and I will never cut the grass. Mm-hmm. You chose that. Okay, so that doesn't count.
I will not abide by gender stereotypes. Yeah.
Well, it's not a gender stereotype. It's just.
It is now.
Well, okay. It is. Whatever. However you see it. I'm not going outside and sweat, let alone push a lawnmower. That's just me. So it's not gender. I don't want to be baking in the sun. And I don't want to be out there sweaty. Sorry. Now, I'll get in my little garden because I'm sitting down and it's cool, but
your
I'm not.
Garden with your little flowers.
I take that back.
So
it
it's not
sucks, gender. But it doesn't suck. Because I also get paid for cutting the grass.
See?
So I'm fine with it.
How many kids can say they get paid for their chores? They don't. And they have way
actually,
more.
Multiple do. And they get paid for the other stuff too.
But they get way more chores. When I was growing up, my cousins, their parents did not do anything. Sometimes she didn't even cook. On certain nights, the kids had to cook. They had to clean the kitchen, mop and sweep the floors, clean the bathroom, the living room, the whole house. You guys do not have to do that. You guys are responsible for your bedrooms, and at night, the kitchen. That's it.
My bedroom's
I would.
Clean, so
the average child would say you have it easy compared to their chores. Think about those kids on the farm who have to get up at the crack of dawn, get the eggs, milk the cows, feed the animals, and then go to school.
And they go to school. I wouldn't want to go to school then.
Yeah, they had
7
to.
7 o'clock. All
right?
That.
Right?
Crack of dawn is 5-something in the morning.
And imagine the regular ones who get up that early to catch the bus stop, then come home 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, do their homework, and then do their chores. So you guys got it good. So what are you talking about? Sucks.
Compared to Joelle.
We all have our own view of sucks.
Okay, so what do you think about, because I don't think we're going to agree on what sucks about teenagers. So we're going to move on. I think we're going to continue to disagree because I'm from a different generation of teenagers than you. And I think, like I said, my conclusion, guys, is I raised a bunch of spoiled Americans.
Not okay. True.
Nah. We're going to move on now. Nice. This one here, it has a what do you call it? Not identity crisis, but she has a dialect crisis because she doesn't know what accent she wants to have.
What do you mean? This is my British accent I'm using for the day.
Have you never been to Britain?
Yeah, but I watch British people.
Oh my God.
You said that.
Take a note, people. If you want to talk like me, watch British people, all right? Especially Harry Potter. They talk real good like that.
You sat there, watch Harry Potter for 3 minutes, then you walk upstairs to my room and talk like a British person. Literally.
Okay, how come you didn't do that about? When we was finished watching the Australian show with the mermaids?
Trying to do it.
Oh, it didn't work? Okay.
You see, British accents and Australian accents are too close together, so you kind of mix it up.
Okay. Oh,
my
God.
I'm Australian, right?
No, you failed. All right. So what do you think about transitioning from a teenager to adulthood?
Shoot me now.
Go ahead.
What are you talking about, shoot you now?
To shoot me.
You want to stay... Well, actually, this lightens my day because it says I must be a good parent if you want to stay a kid.
Yeah.
So what do you mean you want to stay a child? Like,
dig the grave. Dig the grave. Throw all my Bibles in it and throw me in it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. If I could have froze you guys, I would definitely have done it at the age of 3. I'll say 3 is a good age. I would have... Are 6 to 9 months, I think. Because babies are fun.
Nine
right?
months.
Yeah, nine yeah, months. Babies are fun. I would freeze you at 9 months, and then I'd thaw you out and let you get to 3, and then I'd freeze you again.
I still want to enjoy my video games and whatnot.
Seriously.
Life is not about video games, you see?
And TV. And my books.
No.
Yes. And my toys.
Unfortunately, you have to put those away because when I was a child, I play with childish things. When I grow up, I put them away, unfortunately. So now let's pretend we have
no
to put those
putting
away.
Them away is in the trash. My way of putting them away
no,
is
they
in
can
closet.
Sit on the shelf and collect some money.
Shelf. Where's your toys?
Collect money.
I don't see your toys.
My toys are my teddies. My 70.
She has a creepy wall of teddies.
I have 82.
It's creepy. They all stare at you.
I do not have a creepy wall of teddy bears. What she's talking about is every year for Valentine's Day,
wall of teddy bears.
I get a teddy bear that says I love you or princess or something like that. Be my Valentine with the year on it. I have 82 of them and they are on my wall.
80, you counting them? Freak. You're sitting up counting them?
Sicko.
I wonder what happens when one go missing.
That's why I count them. Anyway, this is not about me. This is a teenage edition. So, again, what do you think about transitioning?
I'm looking at $1 million on your wall right now.
Into adulthood. Don't you say it suck. Why do you think it suck?
To name a few, let's see, you got bills, you got the driving, you got danger, you got humans.
Oh my god!
You've got what else?
Corner. Don't forget corner.
That's not, that don't count.
Yeah, that does.
That was, you know.
Yeah. Oh, politics, government, humans.
Oh my god, how many times are you going to say humans? Dad, you can't do it. You're not on the planet by yourself. Socializing. Okay, so you guys are afraid of adulthood.
Basically, I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you sound like. Why?
Sound and say are two different things.
Okay.
Sound and say.
Is there anything that you're excited about with adulthood? Okay, that's far away. Is there anything
and
yours?
The millions of juniors will be in our family.
We can't talk about that.
Okay, forget that. Anything
and money.
At all? Money. Okay.
That's it.
You're excited for money.
I'm sitting down playing Minecraft all day as an old guy.
You won't want to do that as an old guy.
I don't know. Whatever I want to do when I'm old. I don't know. I might want to sit down
and
stare at the sky.
You spoiled when you just visioning retirement and you hadn't even hit adulthood yet. Anyway, what do you think? I want to hear your opinion. What's one good thing about adulthood that you are interested in approaching? Cricket.
Wow.
Nothing? You can't think of nothing?
Not even the
other than the freedom. But even that's limited.
What freedom are you needing? Freedom to do what?
I don't know. What do
this
adults
looks nice
do?
Right here. This looks nice.
Adults stay home. Adults work. Adults work. Adulting is work.
W-R-O.
There's nothing to be excited about. Did you just say W-R-O?
Whoa.
Sir.
Yes.
Sir.
I'm not going to spell the whole thing because I realize, no, I don't like work anymore.
Please tell me that that's on purpose.
Yes, it is. I'm
okay,
not
great, because that's not how to spell work. Work.
Walk. Whoa.
God, I thought you were speaking another language. Okay, on today's podcast.
That's whoa, as Russian.
We're going to move on to another topic before.
Good.
All right, because we're not getting anywhere.
Now, hopefully we didn't lose you people with our family crap, so just stay tuned for more.
My character.
Just stay here and pay us the money. We'll move on with our lives.
Next topic.
Candy. Do I get paid with candy? Lemonade.
You want to get paid with candy?
Lemonade.
For what?
One.
See, we're not really teenagers. We're still 10-year-olds in our head.
Apparently so.
No, I think I'm 5.
Good Lord. You know what? We're just going to cancel it. This isn't going anywhere. Tune in next time. More with my teenagers and their characters. They're certainly funny. Yes, if you're thinking our household must be fun.
Next.
Oh, geez, please don't. And just think about this, guys. There's 2 more personalities because there's 4 kids. Tune in next time. I might introduce you to them. Let us know what topics you want to hear them talk about, what questions you have for them as teenagers. Hit us up at PenelopeDCruz@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening. Return later. Bye.